Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to your third podcast in 3 days, hopefully, if the editing went well. This is edition 163 of the NRF1 podcast, your Formula One podcast, recorded right here in Norfolk, UK. I wonder if we need a better slogan, Kyle. I might have to try and come up with it. And brought to you by our proud partners, Grand Prix Racing Online. You can sign up to the game by visiting nrf1.uk or gpro.net/NRF1. My name is Michael Bailey. Should know that by now. At this podcast, we will be bringing you our predictions for this weekend's 2017 Spanish Grand Prix. Will we see an overtake? How many times will Jolyon Palmer write off his Renault, and will McLaren get both cars to the grid? All that and more coming up with myself. And of course, joining me for the final time this week, Kyle Cumbers.
Hello.
And Stephen Rust.
Evening.
I added the end that time, Steve. Is that okay?
Yeah, you do whatever you like.
Phantom. Great. You all heard it. Right. Predictions update I've got written here for how Russia went. Now, I've got to be honest, it's been a busy week. And of course, everything will be perfectly up to date before the racing gets going in Catalunya. As we record, I'm not quite there. I think Andy Whitney. Good evening, Andy. Oh, actually, I should mention this. Andy Whitney's little Lotus, I don't know what it's like. It wasn't like a soapbox car, because it was like a model car that you race. So you don't sit in it, but you race it. I mean, Andy's an engineer. He knows what he's doing. It's amazing. And all the little detailing. And hopefully he's going to show us some video of it in action. Are you excited about it?
I'm excited. I saw some of the pictures. And yeah, I was impressed. So yeah, looking forward to that.
Have a look on the Twitter feed at the NRF1, and if you drag back, you should be able to see some of Andy's pictures that we retweeted. Brilliant work. So yeah, more of that, please. So Steve, as you are 2-time champion, defending prediction league champion, how are you happy about how this season's gone so far for you?
I ain't really got a clue, to be honest, because I haven't been on that many of the podcasts due to being busy, but I have kept my predictions going in, but I've sort of lost track. I think I completely forgot to look at how they went for Russia.
Never forgotten to send them in, though, if I can just say that.
No, I did add that. I still don't forget to send them in.
Never.
But I can't remember, to be honest, so.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's do yours live on the pod, shall we? Let's do ours live on the pod. There we go. Work them out. Steve, you said Hamilton would finish ahead of Bottas, sorry. You said Verstappen would finish ahead of Ricciardo. That didn't happen either, did it? Didn't Max go out? I can't remember now.
Ricciardo had a brake problem.
Yes. Oh, yeah, no, that's right. That was right. Vettel ahead of Raikkonen. That was correct. Perez ahead of Ocon.
Yeah.
Massa ahead of Stoll. Yeah, yeah, almost certainly. Alonso ahead of Van Dorn, who didn't start. This is looking good then, Steve. He's counting them. You can see he's counting them. Sainz ahead of Kvyat.
Yes.
Yes. Kyle knows. Magnussen ahead of Grosjean.
Yes, because Grosjean torpedoed.
Oh, he did, yeah, on the first corner. Hülkenberg ahead of Palmer, obviously. And Ericsson ahead of Verlijn. The only overtake, wasn't it? And was it that way around, or was it the other way around?
On, it was Verlijn on Ericsson, wasn't it?
Probably team orders. No one said it. No one gave a shit because it was Sauber. That was, how many was that?
Nine.
Sake. Was that nine?
I still got a few.
Yeah. Don't argue with Steve over his predictions, Kyle.
There's only 10 teams.
Yeah, it was only Hamilton Bottas you got wrong, which was arguably the one you'd have probably put most money on.
Well, there we go. Yeah.
That's why he's champion.
I can only try.
Yeah. I mean, admittedly, they were all quite predictable because it's like number one, number two of each team. But I mean, I'm not taking anything away.
I completely forgot I did that. Now, when you started going through it, I thought, that's what I did. I did a battle of the teammates prediction because I didn't have much time to think about it.
Beautiful work, though. Well done. What did I say? I said, I predicted the top six. Vettel first. No. Hamilton second. No. Bottas third. No. Max fourth. Who was fourth?
Kimi. Hamilton.
Oh, yeah. Hamilton was fourth, wasn't he? Ricciardo fifth. No. Massa sixth. No, because he had a puncture. No Raikkonen in the top six. Wrong. That's complete.
Because he was third, wasn't he?
Yeah. So that's just a massive bomb out.
Massa finish then.
He had a puncture, didn't he? So he's well down, I think, in the end.
Yeah, out of the points. It wasn't in there. It was...
I mean, that is a shocking weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Perez, Ocon, Hülkenberg, Massa, Sainz. Random top 10.
I mean, that's f***ing me off now. I wish I'd bothered doing that live on the podcast.
Beep.
Yeah, a big couple of beeps. Kyle, let's have a look at what you said. Qualifying, you said a Mercedes 1-2. You said in the race, a Mercedes 1-2.
Yeah.
Sorry. Massa in the top six, you see? F***ing puncture. McLaren's two classified finishes. You got two... kudos points for that one for each classified finish.
As void as one didn't start.
No. How dare you? Okay. Kvyat top eight.
No, points.
Yeah, no one in the points. And two safety cars. Wasn't there one?
I don't think there was. Was there?
They might have one at the start. Maybe
I was praying. I think we were praying for one. But
yeah, but it might have been one at the start after the first crash.
There was one.
Listen to us having completely forgotten the last race. It's brilliant. It was only 2 weeks ago. Not a clue.
I don't think there was a safety car, but I think there was a virtual safety car at the beginning somewhere.
I would normally say at this point, let us know, but clearly we should all know, so don't need to do that.
There's a Palmer.
Grosjean, that was quite a big crash. There must have been a safety car for that. Yeah.
But there wasn't two, probably.
No.
Yeah, there was one.
Yeah, there definitely was one from that. Yeah.
There we go. That was painful. That was painful listening for everyone. So basically, yeah, you died on your own. I'm actually dead and Steve's going to be champion again. So that's what we learned this week.
Hello, everyone. This is Jake Humphrey here. You're listening to the best Formula One podcast from the best county in the world, the NRF1 podcast. And I wasn't paid any money to say that.
No, I did give you some beers. So there we go. And of course, I will update everyone's predictions. Andy Whitney, and just another mention here, he sends me how his predictions went. So he saves me a job. I really appreciate that, Andy. You don't know how much. But you'll be able to see the updated table and all our jazzy graphics at nrf1.uk/predictf1. As I've said before, we're still working on some prizes and some merch. Maybe if people sign up to be supporters, I'll get some merch. And maybe if you're in the prediction league and you do well, you get some merch. So we're trying to sort out some merch if we can. The only rules for the Prediction League, and I'll say them now, the main one is to get them in before the start of FP1. That's the crucial one. The second one, enter into the spirit of the competition. We love a kudos point dished out for crazy predictions. Before we get stuck into the serious business, just to flag up that our Spain preview podcast is available to listen on your podcast player of choice. Just visit nrf1.uk/podsubscribe and you will find your link to your podcast player. Right then, it's time for round five, our Spanish Grand Prix predictions. Who'd like to go first?
You're both looking at me, so I can do if you want.
Do it, Steve. Go on.
Well, you're probably going to like this one. I came up with this idea earlier today because I'm just trying to do things different or try to do something different.
Your face is lit up. I like this. He is excited, isn't he? Yeah.
What I've come up with is in comparison to last year, because it was a little bit of a different race. So I'm going to say there's going to be a different pole sitter from last year.
Right.
A different.
Who was on pole last year? Lewis
Hamilton. A different race winner from last year.
Okay.
Verstappen.
Yeah.
A different fastest lap of the race from last year, which is Kvyat.
Yeah. As in time.
Fastest lap of the race as in time. Yeah. A different driver.
I was going to say I was taking the. I mean, a different driver.
What you were saying? and so that's three, and a different podium in terms of drivers from last year.
Okay. Well, how do you mean? What, like?
So last year it was Verstappen, Raikkonen, and then I think something like that. Yeah. So it'll be a different set of drivers.
A different three.
Different three.
Not about the order, just
so that's
a different driver.
That's be done.
So yeah, just a different three, different. Not the order.
Yeah.
Different three.
I mean, that's great. Yeah.
Something different.
It is something different. It's literally just saying Hamilton won't win the race. Max, yeah, I think that is the odds are great. This is Steve. This is why he wins. This is right. I like it though. Yeah. Kyle, then you'll go.
Well, I think the fact that last time I predicted, well, the betting tips, I predicted that Alonso would finish the race. He didn't even start the race, so that sort of shows how my luck's going at the moment.
By the way, I've said it before, I can't believe that you could just get those odds on literally a McLaren just finishing the race. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I think they've actually done it for every driver, but obviously every other driver's odds were ridiculously short, apart from McLaren's. Van Dorn and Alonso were both even money, or double your money. And
We know why, because they weren't going to finish.
Well, Van Dorn finished it, but unfortunately I chose Alonso. So I'll make another Alonso prediction, as it's the Spanish Grand Prix. What about top 13 finish for Alonso?
You could probably just say finish, to be honest. But no, we'll say top 13.
I'll stick to that.
You can get a kudos point then for going out on one.
And also, Sainz, I'll go for a top 8 finish for him. I think Toro Rosso will do quite well this weekend. I think they got a pretty good car aerodynamically. I'll go for Ricciardo. He's had a sort of rough few races, so I think he'll get a podium this weekend. I think Red Bull, the RB14, will hopefully be quick. So I'll go for Ricciardo, Danny Ric, podium. I'll go for, who do I think will struggle this weekend and go out in Q1? I've sort of praised Ocon, he's had a really good start, but a bit of an outsider. Ocon will be out in Q1.
Oh,
I really want to go for Kimi Pole.
Go on, Kyle, do it.
I really want to.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. I think he nearly got pole in Russia, apart from a mistake. And he seemed pretty good around Spain or Barcelona. But Kimi front row, and Hamilton would bounce back and he'll win this weekend.
Oh,
so my predictions.
They love nothing more in Spain than a Lewis Hamilton Grand Prix win. They love it. That leaves me then, doesn't it? I was going to say four teams will have their two drivers finish consecutively. Okay. That's out of classified finishes, that is. That's all I got. I think Carlos Sainz will finish in the points. I'm not going to be as bold as eighth, but I think he'll finish in the top 10. So some good points there. I think we'll see a much better weekend from Julian Palmer. Oh, do I? It's one of those things where I want him to have a much better weekend, but actually the momentum might be that he's now completely screwed and he's going to have another crash. And drivers sometimes get themselves in real ruts, don't they? So I've basically got to decide if I think he's going to finish in the top 12 or crash out again. I'm going to just say Julian Palmer will DNF. There you go. I've said it. Sorry about that. I also think that Lewis will bounce back in that he will finish back ahead of Valtteri Bottas. And he will qualify ahead of him as well.
We should add, Hamilton does have a record of bouncing back quite well after bad weekends, doesn't he? So, yeah.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Well, as you predicted Kyle, yes. Yeah. And so one more, we will have more than one overtake after the first lap. There you go. This is surely. And it won't be team orders. But that can't be my last prediction. So let's add one more. Let's say that Red Bull will produce the fastest pit stop and Williams will get annoyed again about it. Right, we're done. That'll do. I mean, in real time, listeners, that took 20 minutes for me to rattle out those predictions. But thankfully, I edit it for both you and for me. So, as I've said, If you guys want to get involved in the Prediction League, and you can do, it doesn't matter that we're into the season, get involved. You will overtake loads of people because plenty of people have stopped doing it. Other people are joining in. It's a free-flowing fest. And, you know, Steve needs the competition. So if you want to get involved in the Prediction League, you just need to send your predictions into our Twitter or Facebook pages, or you can email them, whatever the best means are. Just get them to us before the start of FP1 each race weekend, and we will take care of the rest. As I said, Twitter and Facebook, at the NRF1 is the handle, or you can visit fb.me/thenrf1 on Facebook. Visit nrf1.uk for all the ways to interact, subscribe, support us, and sign up over the year, especially blogs and some hopefully betting tips as well. Kyle's already stated his determination to bounce back in Lewis Hamilton style.
Tonight I'll be hopefully browsing the web for tips.
He doesn't often have two bad weekends, although they have just had two bad weekends. And that's pretty much all, I think. Make sure you catch our survey podcast, and there's loads of other podcasts to listen to. If you're only listening to us now, you can get a full archive on Audio Boom. You could literally go back to our 2012 Spanish Grand Prix preview, which was the first one we did. Who won the race that year, Kyle?
Mr. Maldonado. And the video I saw today of Mr. Come on, we got his name.
We did get his name, didn't we? Yeah. His cousin. Is his cousin?
It's his cousin, yeah. Who I think he's racing at
Manuel?
Like, yeah, that's
rings Miguel.
Manuel? What, 40 Towers?
Well, yeah, it would be a bit like that, wouldn't it? But it could Manuel, be Manuel. He is a name as well.
Yeah.
I hope. He's racing at Rockingham in the F4. I don't know if it's the weekend or whenever it was, but everybody else was sort of minding their own business, sort of going around a normal racing line, and young Maldonado decided to burst up the inside and torpedo a couple of people out of the race. Okay. So he's taking, obviously taking
lessons
off his older cousin. So
can only enjoy that. It'll clearly get him to Formula One, yeah, where he'll win the Spanish Grand Prix one year. That's because that's how it works. Yes, you can catch the video, can't you, on our Twitter feed, so have a look at that. And that's us done. Thank you very much for all your time, gents, this week. Thank you very much, Steve.
Yep, no problem.
Thank you, Kyle.
Absolute pleasure.
Bless you. And thank you out there, you guys and girls. You are brilliant. We really love you listening to our podcast, and we hope you enjoy it. It's been a great season so far. We've had loads of positive feedback, and please keep it coming, and negative feedback. If you listen to it going, you need to f***ing improve this, then tell us, because we'll try and improve it. That's what this is all about. But we really appreciate your time, and we feel very good about it, and we appreciate you all very much. And there we go. That's the end of another podcast week done. We'll be back the other side of Barcelona. But for now, thanks to these guys. Thanks to you. Thanks to our proud partners, Grand Prix Racing Online, of course. You can sign up to that game at gpro.net/nrf1. Do it! This has been the NRF1 podcast. Enjoy Barcelona. We will see you on the other side. Goodbye!
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August is finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.